Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Off the Shelf for Saturday, November the 14th, 2009. I'm your host, Denise Turney, coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Today, I am honored to bring Kathy Holloway to you to give you some background on our special guest. Kathy is the founder and chief executive officer of C. Holloway Hill Enterprises. She is the host of a career program on the CW Louisville Morning Show, which airs on WBKI's Channel 7. Kathy is also the host of the radio show Living by Design. And as if that's not enough, she's a newspaper columnist, a licensed life coach, a public speaker, and an author. She's been featured or appeared in magazines, newspapers, and other media outlets such as Black Enterprise, Today's Black Woman, Hope for Women, and Business First. And I'm still waiting for Kathy to join in to the call today. But while we're waiting for her to join in, she's a little late. I just wanted to tell you about an artist. So this gives me an opportunity to tell you about an artist, music that I recently listened to and enjoyed. I met her while I was going to a play with a friend called Beauty Shop. It's Shelley Garrett, one of his plays. Those of you who've seen the Shelley Garrett plays that came out in, I think, the late 70s and the 80s, he's one of the most successful African-American live stage playwriters in the United States. I think he had taken a break from the theater for a while, but he's back out with the Beauty Shop 2009, and I went to see it with a friend in northern New Jersey a couple of weeks ago, and one of the actresses in the play, again, Beauty Shop 2009, is Tabitha King. She has a new CD out titled Mind Games, and it is really, really good. Just to let you know, I got it from CD Baby. I don't know her personally, but after I saw her in the play, I kept thinking that I knew her for some reason. Something made me feel like I met her before. So I did. I emailed her, and I asked her where I could get her CD, and she told me, go to CD Baby, and I could get it there. Some of the title of the track list on Mind Games is the first track is my song is Mind Games. Then Love Come Down, which is a kind of a classic song. I don't remember who originally sung that song. But that's on there. That's the second song on the playlist. And then you need some money, which is kind of funny. It has to do with a relationship, and I think a lot of people could figure that one out. All of Me and Don't Ask My Neighbor. I do know. Remember, that's a classic that the Emotions sang. I'm on My Side and Mind Games. It's a remix. And Don't Ask My Neighbor, a Quiet Storm version. And I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, which is an inspirational, spiritual, gospel song. Her voice is so incredibly strong. And parts of it, she made me think of Jennifer Holliday, who sung in Dreamgirls. Her voice is that strong. I love her how she sings. I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. Again, her name is Tabitha King. And the title of her CD is Mind Games, and it's available at CD Baby, and she is on, she has a website on MySpace. Still waiting for Miss Kathy Holloway to join us. She could have had, you know, things come up in each of our lives that cause us to cause delays in our lives. But I'm still going to move forward for our listeners and our writers. Readers, book lovers, listeners, and writers here at the show, I always tell people to always be prepared to keep moving forward because unexpected things do come up. People can get caught in traffic. Something personal could come up for them. The weather, not just on a radio show, do radio, television, or in business, things don't always go the way you would plan for them to. So you must always be prepared to move forward. And be prepared to step up. A lot of opportunities have presented themselves over the years for people who they didn't think they were going to be called upon, perhaps to go on stage live in front of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, as somebody didn't show up and they were asked to fill in and they stepped forward. I remember a story by a minister, Joyce Meyer, who said that's how she really got launched on her on a national and international platform. She was asked to speak at an engagement she didn't even know she was going to speak at. There's another gentleman, Vincent Peale, who writes the Positive Thinking books, those that were popular, I think, like in the 50s to the 70s. He was asked, he went to an event, and he thought he was just going to either be speaking for just a few minutes or doing a brief introduction or just sitting there listening and not speaking at all, and then somebody didn't show up. So he was asked at the last minute to fill in for someone, and he said he was scared to death because it was something he hadn't planned to do. And a guy pulled him to the side and said, you can do this. You can do it. Just go out there and speak to the people as if from an aspect that you really, really care about the people you're talking to. And that'd be a genuine feeling. And the audience were mothers of military service personnel who had fought in a war and didn't return home. So he went out, he spoke to them as if you're speaking one-on-one to somebody, and let that concern and care, genuine human care and love, or whether you're giving somebody tips or advice or you're just trying to give somebody inspiration, come from that sincerity as you're speaking to people as an individual and then address them. And he did. And that was his launching pad. There are others who their launching pad came at a time when they didn't expect it at all. Something just came up and they were able to step into a situation and they did it well enough so it just launched them. It just launched them. So sometimes our launching pad is not when we expect things to be perfect, but sometimes when something doesn't go the way we planned for it to go, we are flexible enough to go through it and really remain caring about the people who are listening the way I care about each person who tunes in to Off the Shelf. I don't say that half-heartedly. I work hard to bring a good show to the listeners here at Off the Shelf. I do a lot of background work on the show so I can bring a show that people get good tips and advice, encouragement, and motivation and inspiration to help them move forward in their own careers, whether they be writers, just people who love books or business people who are trying to get their businesses going, or people dealing with things in their own personal lives. Could be just something that you hear just for 30 seconds, or somebody listened to the whole show and the gist of the whole show comes together and brings the person something that they need or that will help them to move forward in their life. So that's what I put the work in here to do. While we're still waiting for Kathy Holloway to join us, I hope that she does join us, but I'm prepared to go forward even if she doesn't show up. And I just hope that everything is fine with her, that she's safe, and everything's good with her, because I know she is a professional, so something must have come up that would cause her to be delayed. So I send her love, and I send her blessings and good thoughts that all is well for her until she can join us and dial in. What I wanted to talk about for our listeners here today, other than, again, being prepared to move forward when things come up or unexpected things happen in your life, not to react from a panicky standpoint, because, again, I just gave you a few examples. It could be a launching pad for you, and I do believe Kathy has just joined us. Before I connect her, this was an opportunity that the universe presented. Again, when unexpected things happen, know you're a champion and keep going forward. We're going to now connect Kathy. Kathy?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am blessed, so blessed and good to have you. We had gone ahead and got started for about 10 minutes on the show. So glad to have you be able to join us. And I let our listeners know that you are a professional, so I knew something must have come up to cause the delay. But as this is my sixth year doing Off the Shelf. Yeah. And the one thing I like to take one of these opportunities to rise, as I just talk to our listeners and tell them, always be prepared to move forward with grace when unexpected things happen. And I know you're a professional, so things come up in life. We got to just be prepared to move forward. I did introduce you as the founder and chief executive officer of C. Holloway Hill Enterprises. We're so honored to have Kathy here with us to take time out of her busy schedule to be here at Off the Shelf. As I was telling our listeners, you're the host of a career program on the CW Louisville Morning Show, which airs on WBKI's Channel 7. You also host your own radio show, Living by Design, which I encourage our listeners to listen to as well to support you. Also a newspaper columnist, licensed life coach, public speaker, and book author, and have been featured or appeared in magazines and newspapers and other media outlets such as Black Enterprise, which is a leader in the business industry, Today's Woman, Hope for Women, and Business First. So thank you for joining us, Kathy, and welcome to Off the Shelf.
And thank you so much for having me. And I want to start right off by apologizing for my tardiness. And you know what? God does every single thing for a reason.
Yes.
And I think this happened to me this morning. I was on my way back. I left at 7:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, 7:30, to make sure that I was back here in time for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the road, as I'm driving, my tire blows out.
Oh, my goodness.
Out in the middle of nowhere, and it's early in the morning. I had no idea how I was going to get this thing resolved or find somebody to change the flat or whatever. But anyway, to make a long story short, I did exactly what God would have me to do. I kept my patience. I found a place to get a new tire because I didn't even have a spare. And I said, I am not going to let this situation defeat me because I'm one of those type of people where I typically don't like to tolerate tardiness because I still have that corporate structure within me.
Right.
I was in corporate America for 28 years, so
okay.
I still have that corporate structure. And for me to be tardy, anybody that knows me will say for me to be tardy is I either have to be extremely ill or somebody has helped me up on the road. So that's exactly what happened. So thank you to all your listeners for your patience, and thank you for your patience and your prayers. But, yes, I am founder and CEO of C. Holloway Hill Enterprises, and I spent 28 years in corporate America before I decided to step out and live my purpose-driven life.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in corporate America, I knew actually from a very young age what I wanted to do. But I allowed my parents to push me down a path that really wasn't my path to go down.
Can I? I wanted to just ask you a question, not to interrupt you. How were you when you knew what you wanted to do, and how clear was that vision for you? Do you think if that vision for you was clearer, you wouldn't have ventured down another path?
I think the vision was pretty clear. Now, being as young as I was, because that's one of the things that I talk about in my book and one of the things that I teach in a lot of my seminars, is that the problem with most adults is that we have things that happen in our childhood that are never addressed.
Okay.
And when those things are not addressed, you are susceptible to be driven or led down a path that is not the right path. And just about every individual that I know, I mean, I don't really know many people that didn't have some sort of dysfunctionalness in their childhood,
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
whether it's coming across the wrong people or teasing or neglect or abuse or something that went on in your childhood that affects your self-esteem and it affects your belief system, your beliefs about yourself, about life, and those types of things. So my self-esteem was just destroyed pretty much in my childhood, so I allowed anybody to, you know, just step in, and because I wanted to feel good about myself. I wanted to make my parents happy.
Mm.
And, you know, I just really wanted to please people because
yeah.
I didn't really think I was worthy of much of anything. But I always had a passion to help other people and make other people feel good about themselves. But I didn't feel good about myself. So I wanted to focus that energy on others. I didn't know how to make myself feel good, so I wanted to focus it on others. So I always had a passion to do that. However, my parents had other ideas. They wanted me to go into a technology role, because I grew up back in the 60s. That was mm-hmm. during a time when most African Americans were either a school teacher or a nurse.
Right.
And they wanted me to go a different route. So I did. I allowed them to lead me down that path. And corporate America gave me a great foundation for business, finance, and management, leadership, those type of traits.
Mm-hmm.
But I always knew that I wanted to help people. I've always been involved in mentoring activities, big brothers and big sisters, and helping youth. And I've always done that as a volunteer type of situation. And I was in a very bad marriage, very abusive. And when I finally was delivered and saved from that, that's when I decided I've got to take control of my life.
Wow.
And move out of corporate America. I took control of my life. I got out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I just decided to step out, and this is where I am now. And I
wow.
absolutely love it. I love
wow.
it.
Oh, my goodness. What a story. There
yeah.
was another woman we had on off the shelf. I would have never thought in a million years. I am so glad, and it's, I think it's a blessing when people see someone who made a different choice. I'm going to live my life. This time I'm going to live my life. You look at a person like yourself, and you would never think ever that you had the history that you have. And I think it's a blessing to people who are where you once were or where I once was or other folks to see that. And then to see once you make that choice and you make that turn, look at the difference.
Right.
In the person, I think that is just, it's just the best success story to me. You yourself are your best, you're your best, like marketing tool. Your own life is your best. I wanted to ask you, why do you think people are placing, I mean, because you're in the life coach industry, why do you think mm-hmm. people are placing, this is something I'm noticing,
mm-hmm.
more of a focus on the quality of their lives. You go in the bookstores and the self-help books and the videos and on the radio shows and on television. Years ago, people seemed to be more focused, and I'm going way back, on what
mm-hmm.
what it took to survive. Women went into relationships to find a husband who had a job. It was all about survival, putting food on the table, clothes on people's backs. It wasn't about personal development. But now something seems to have shifted, I have observed over the last few decades. I wanted to ask you, what do you think is driving this change?
You know what I actually, that's a very good question. And what I actually think may be driving the change is, remember a few years ago, I think it was back in 07, when The Secret first came out, The Secret?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that book, The Law of Attraction, ever since that book came out, the law of attraction is nothing new. I mean,
right.
If you ask me, the law of attraction is simply the Bible in scientific version.
Yes.
That's what the law of attraction is, because the Bible has always said, love your brother as you love yourself and walk by faith, not by sight, and
right.
to believe and trust in God for everything that happens in your life. So The Secret was just all of that same thing in a scientific version. But I think what has happened ever since that book came out, people that actually do get it, that really do get it, they understand how the law of attraction works, they understand how your spirit and your thoughts are energy, and when you project that energy out into the universe, and the few people that get it, they are so excited about trying to get that message out to everybody else. They're just writing books and writing so many different versions of it out there. Hopefully, we can make a difference. But as you can see, I don't even know, I'm wondering how much of a difference is it making, because suicides are still on the rise. Divorces
yeah.
are still high.
Right.
People are still committing murders and robbing banks, and people are still lost. Their souls are still lost.
I think over time, as it keeps, and I think there will be more shifts. I think it may not happen in our lifetime, but I think it certainly will happen. People will become more and more enlightened. I think years ago, you wouldn't find even as many people discussing and I call them God's laws. You wouldn't find as many people that talking about these universal laws in this way that is applicable to everybody and not just certain people. I don't think 100 years ago you would have heard this much discussion about it. So I think there has been a shift, and I think there will be more of a shift, and it will become more accessible to people who right now may not know absolutely anything about it. I think
that's why people like you and I, we do our radio shows, and we try our best to get our message out there, because there are still so many people that don't get it. And then let me tell you this. There are actually people that seem like they get it. They sound like they get it. They talk like they get it, but they don't live it.
Mm.
I had a perfect example this morning, a perfect example. And I could have, I was in control of whatever I wanted to think. Your thoughts are totally within your control.
Yes.
I could have just allowed that situation to drive me over the edge and, you know, used a lot of profane words or, you know, whatever.
Still would have been standing there with a flat tire.
Exactly. Exactly. That is my point. Exactly.
Okay.
Your words and your angry thoughts and your bitter attitude is not going to change an uncontrollable situation.
Mm.
And that is what the message is that we all, you and myself and all the other self-empowerment leaders, are trying to get this word out to people. Your attitude is totally within your control. Uncontrollable circumstances are not. Flat tires are not within your control. Other people that treat you badly and talk about you and mistreat you and abuse you, they are not within your control. You need to walk away from that. You have to empower yourself.
Mm. I wanted to ask you now, because your book, I'm very, very interested in your book, and I want to thank you again. And I feel like somebody's listening, tuning in, because while we were waiting for you to join, that was the theme. I have had other unexpected things happen on the show where I tell people you have to continue to move forward and move forward with grace.
You do.
And
right.
Then you come on and echo the same thing. So maybe this is for someone who is listening.
Oh, I know it is.
And it may make a major, major difference in their life. I wanted to now get to down to talking about emotional bailout. First, I love the title of your book.
Thank you.
Could you just tell our listeners what emotional bailout is about?
Absolutely. Emotional bailout was born because, as we all know, the economy has been suffering for the last couple of years. And so many people, millions and millions of people, are suffering job loss right now. I mean, people that have been in jobs for 25, 30 years, they're being laid off.
Yes.
Never ever been laid off in their lives. They don't know what it feels like. And they are grieving the loss of their jobs. And clients are coming to me associating their self-worth with their job and their possessions and things they own and stuff. And my book is helping people to understand, first of all, you cannot associate your self-worth with stuff, possessions.
Mm-hmm.
You first have to be something before you can have something.
Right.
If something inside of you, everything inside of you is not put together right, then you are going to look for your fulfillment, happiness, peace in your stuff, your job, your position, your level, your status, your car, your clothes, your looks. You're going to look for those types of things. Yeah, there you go. Everything on the outside of you. You're going to look for fulfillment on the outside of you. An emotional bailout was born because I want people to understand that everything you need to clear up any situation in your life, whatever it is, it's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn how to pull that out, you can put, and I'm talking about in the first, it's 9 principles for rising when your world is falling. And the first few principles talk all about you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start going into all of the specifics. Chapter 5 or principle 5 is very specific about creating a life plan. Most people don't know what a life plan is. They've never created a goal. They don't understand the goal formula. There is a formula. And they have no idea what they're supposed to do with their lives. They think they're supposed to. Actually, college does train us in how to get a job. That's what college does. So
yeah.
They feel like that if they don't have a corporate job, then their life has no meaning,
yeah.
Which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us was placed on this earth long before corporate America was in place.
Mm.
Corporate America is not the be-all, end-all to our lives.
Right.
We all have a unique purpose and unique gifts that we possess
mm-hmm.
that we have to share with the world, and we have to discover what that is.
Mm. Before I ask you the next question, so how do we go about discovering what that is? And even another question that pops into my mind, for people who have been, so abused, or they come from a situation where their parents just constantly told them, you're nothing, you're stupid, you're dumb. When we say, and people listen to, or they hear somebody say, the change you can make in your life for better is all on you, and then they're thinking, well, oh, wait a minute. I was abused. I'm in an abusive situation now. What do you mean it's all on me? What about this other person that's mistreating me? What's their role in this? So what would you say to a person who would come back with that, Kathy?
Well, Denise, my childhood was similar to what you just described. Now, I wasn't physically abused, but I was very, very emotionally abused. And typically when you're a child, you're teased by other children in school. Well, I was teased and verbally abused by adults in my family, not siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say adults, I'm talking about aunts and, you know, on my mother's side,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's this weird thing in the African-American community, the light-skinned, dark-skinned thing.
Yes.
And my aunts, you know, my mother's sisters, my family was very fair complexion, and because I had a slight tan, they called me black, ugly, monkey.
Oh,
you just can't even imagine. Adults are saying this to a child, a 3 or 4 year old child.
Oh.
So I grew up thinking that I looked like, you know, tar baby. You know, you just name whatever you can think of, licorice stick, everything. So I grew up thinking that I was absolutely nothing. I was ugly. I was dumb. I was stupid. I grew up thinking and believing that. So, of course, I was attracted into an abusive relationship, which is, you know, where I ended up in an abusive marriage. So what needs to happen, and this is for every person out there, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. You know, Halle Berry has been through those types
yes.
of situations. And,
yep.
you know, people look at me and they say, don't you have a mirror? Can't you see that? I said, well, you know what? It doesn't matter what you see in the mirror. Look
yes.
at Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You know, he tore his face and self-mutilated himself because he did not have that love on the inside.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your mirror shows you. If you don't have it on the inside, it's just not going to work. So I stayed in that abusive relationship, and I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I kept asking God for the answer. And for everyone that's listening to me that says there may be someone that, you know, what role does that person play? You have to quiet your thoughts down because we are always thinking about something. There are always thoughts going through our heads at every minute of every hour, every day. Even when we're asleep,
yes.
we're thinking. That's when we dream.
Yes.
That's where dreams come from,
yes.
even when we sleep.
Right.
Our minds never turn off. They never turn off. We need to learn how to quiet our thoughts. And when we learn how to quiet our thoughts, you know what's going to happen, Denise?
What?
We're going to hear God talk to us.
Ah.
We're going to receive a message.
Ah.
And that message is so powerful, you've got to move.
And one of the best ways to do that, I have found, is simply to sit still for like
right.
10 minutes. And if you can't do 10 minutes, if you can just sit still for 2 minutes and maybe 3 different times throughout the day, just 2 minutes, you'll notice
yep.
a difference. It'll calm you down.
Can you believe how difficult it is to sit still? You are so right. And that's why I said self-empowerment leaders like yourself and me and so many others that do get it, they know the importance of being still.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people feel comfortable just being still. Don't talk. Don't turn on the TV. Don't turn on the radio. When we jump in the car, what is the first thing that most people do is they've got to have some kind of sound. Why?
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, first thing we do, turn on the TV. Why?
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are we afraid of silence?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a distraction. You don't really have – yeah, maybe you don't really have to listen to your inner guidance. You're just so bombarded.
You don't want to listen to it. Yep. People are afraid to hear the voice of God because when you can quiet yourself down, deep breathe, and open your spirit and allow yourself to receive a message, God is always there. So many people say to me, well, I've prayed and I've asked God to do this and do that, and God's not there. Well, you know, God is not lost. You're lost. God's not lost. He knows where he is.
Yeah, so that is a good way just to be still. I encourage people when you become anxious, just to be still in that anxiety. It will go away, and just continue to do it in maybe brief 2-minute increments until it's gone. You'll be amazed at how easily that works. And I think that's when we're in our natural state. I wanted to add for our listeners here at Off the Shelf, what are some signs that people may need to benefit from the steps in your book, Emotional Bailout? What are some of the signs that they know, you know, I'm out of balance? How could they know that that is the case? What are some signs of that?
Well, the most important sign is your emotional health. Look at your emotions. What kind of condition are they in? Are you still harboring anger and bitter feelings toward something that happened in your past, something or someone? Are you still angry because somebody didn't do something for you or somebody said the wrong thing? Are you still angry at a coworker or a boss or a family member or ex-spouse or ex-boyfriend? If you're still harboring any type of negative, toxic emotions, they have to be dealt with.
Okay.
And we can easily determine that. I mean, we can easily determine if we're – because what you don't deal with will deal with you, Denise.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, if you ignore it and you tuck it away in there and just let it stay and fester and fester and fester and grow and grow and grow, it's like weeds in a garden. They're just going to just grow all out of control.
In your book, Emotional Bailout, I know you deal with 9 principles for rising when your world is falling. For those who've lost a job or maybe the passing of a loved one, something that's put them, could be a medical situation, that's put them in a financial hardship. I know one of the topics you discuss in the book, well, actually 2 of them. One is financial literacy, which I think we could all benefit from more of, and multiple streams of income, thinking for folks who have one job, and maybe that one job pays very well, but if it goes away, they go from making maybe $150,000, $200,000 a year to zero. What are some ways that people can create multiple streams of income that you address in the book and gain more financial literacy?
Well, thanks. That's a great question, Nisa. I'm glad you asked me that. Before I say anything about multiple streams of income, I want to give people who are employed, if you are still fortunate enough to have a job, please, whatever you do, take advantage of free money. And what I mean when I say that is some corporations offer many, many, many savings programs, whether it's a discount on their stock or they match your 401k. If you put in a certain percentage and they match that, you must take advantage of those opportunities. That's free money. You've got to make free money work for you. By any chance, if you do get laid off, at least you will have a little nest egg put aside. And that's free money that your company is giving you. You have to take advantage of that. So that's the first point I want to make. Whatever programs, look them up, ask your HR person what type of savings programs does your company offer. And then as far as multiple streams of income, there are so many different things that you could be doing, even if you do have a job. There are many ways. The Internet is a multitude. I mean, it is just a haven of income streams.
Yes.
If you like to write.
Yes.
If whatever your hobby is, that's what I'll say. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is listening to this show, whatever your hobby is, think about your hobby. How can you turn your hobby into an income stream? You can do it. You can do it. I love to write. I love to write.
Okay.
There are about 4 or 5 different blogs that I write for that pays me.
Okay.
And there's so many of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them out there. If you like to cook, come up with a way where you can make extra money by opening a catering service from your house.
Okay.
If you like to bake, you can have, you know, baked goods. There's lots of different ways to market your products and services. Mm-hmm. You can market it over Facebook. There are lots of Ning sites out there, Ning, N-I-N-G.
Yes. Yep.
There are LinkedIn and Facebook and
yeah, and you can send press releases at low cost.
They're free. They're free.
Yes.
I mean, you can get a website for free anymore. There is Microsoft Office Live.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft Office Live is a site that offers web pages for free. So there are lots of different ways to market your services, whatever it is you like to do. You like to take pictures, photography. There's so many things, grass cutting, gardening, babysitting, pet sitting, whatever. Whatever your hobby is, you can turn it into a stream of income. And most people just don't think monetarily. They think their corporate job and government programs is all they're going to need to be able to retire.
Right.
And we've got to stretch our thinking. We've got to step outside of our comfort zone and step outside of our box, step out of the beliefs that we were taught as children,
mm-hmm.
and learn new ways of seeing things, seeing it in a different perspective. And that's what my book does, and that's why I put that principle in there, because that so many people have their beliefs about money, and they feel like, well, I can't be a millionaire. The only way I'm going to do that is win the lottery. But not true.
That is so true. And you know what? I wrote an article for African American History Month, and you, Madam C.J. Walker, and it's bringing that up to me. How she took so little, and also, her name escapes me right now. She started a school in Florida, a school in Florida, and she had like a dollar and a quarter. I know her name, but it's escaping my mind just right now. Mary Bethune. You just, at some point, I think for each of us, we have to, you look at what is, you look at people like this started Yahoo, Google, Sam Walton, people who start these companies, magazines like Black Enterprise, BET, Black Entertainment Television, any business in existence, somebody had to step out of sight from what currently was, which I think many of us live inside of what someone else has already created. And we have to step out and create something new. And people who do that are the people who, I mean, they are the pioneers, and they're the people who become the multimillionaires and multibillionaires. And they did it because they created something totally brand new. And I think many of us have those ideals inside of us, but we're too afraid to move forward with them. The next topic I wanted to talk about, and I want to continue to let our readers know about your book, and I'm actually going to get this book, Emotional Bell, out. And again, the nine principles are owning your identity, self-discovery. You think it, you become it. So your thoughts have energy, as Kathy Holloway has told us. So you have to be careful about what you're thinking about and learn how to be still. How to build a network of contacts is another one of the nine principles. How to create a life plan strategically aligned for you, which stands for your own uniqueness. Lifelong learning, financial literacy, and multiple streams of income, which we briefly just touched on, and how to stay up when you feel like giving up. I wanted to talk about change as one of the steps. I think whether it's rebirth in a spiritual aspect, which we all need, or moving forward financially or in relationships, because I think one of the places in life where we can really get stuck is when we go into relationships with the wrong people. We could spend the rest of our lives talking about how that could hurt a person, but
mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about dealing with change, because we can have great ideas, we can have courage, we can have vision, but sometimes we just, I've become so accustomed to living a certain way that we are afraid to change, because change requires us to move a bit into the unknown. And there's a company called Interchange Cycle, and they designed this wheel that illustrates some of the change cycles that we all go through in our lives. And the first stage involves like a feeling of emotional loss. Like if you lose a job, you feel like you have lost something, or somebody in your life passes away or relationship ends. The second stage is when you feel doubt. you feel doubt about is how are things going to turn out? Is what's going to happen to me? And which is followed by discomfort. You don't like this change, this unknown. It doesn't feel good. And then the fourth stage, it causes us to feel emotions of anticipation and discovery when you start to see that, wow, this is going to work out. This could turn out good. And then the fifth and final stage is when you've integrated into this new part of your life, you've accepted the change. And they say that most people get stuck right between the third and the fourth stage. They don't get all the way to the fourth stage and just go back to the first stage, back through the process to the third stage, get stuck again, go back to the first stage, and some of us don't move forward fully with the change. I wanted to ask you, because I think this is so important, dealing with change. From your research and studies, and dealing with our emotions and the different things we're going through, what would you say all human beings do? Do you think that we all do, in fact, from your work as a life coach, move through different emotional stage while we are adjusting to change?
Another great question, Denise. Change, everything that we do in life, it's going to be affected by our perceptions. Our beliefs are created by our perceived truths. And I say perceived truths because it's not necessarily facts. It's how we view the situation. Now, what happens with change is that people are afraid of difficulties. Obstacles and life challenges are a good thing. They're blessings. They are meant to strengthen us and help us to get through what we're trying to get through. Let me put it to you this way. Are you a mother?
Yes.
Okay. Any mothers that are listening to us, can you remember when you were pregnant? If
yes.
You can remember when you were pregnant and you remember how much those labor pains hurt, because they did hurt, at the end of that experience, when you held that new life in your arms,
mm-hmm.
How quickly did you forget that pain?
You are so right.
How
yes.
quickly did
right.
you forget that pain? We
yes.
even did it again.
Yeah.
And another kid, and another. So the point is, life obstacles are meant, just like when you're feeling those labor pains, oh, it hurts. It hurts really bad. But at the end of that experience, it's meant to make you come out strong and have a new life so that you can cradle that new life in your arms
mm-hmm.
when you had that beautiful baby and you was cradling that new life and you were so focused on what you had created. And that's what obstacles and challenges are meant to do. It's not meant to throw us backwards. It's not meant to stifle our growth and hold us down and put more balls and chains around our ankle. And I think that's what happens to people when they see that, oh, there's an obstacle. They resist change.
Mm-hmm.
And change is there for us to grow, for us to move beyond the barriers, move beyond the mediocrity. So that we can move toward our brilliance that is inside of us.
Wow.
And if people would see obstacles and challenges in a different perspective, I mean, when you go to the gym and you lift weights and you lift weights, oof, man, that hurts when you lift those weights. But then when you have that new tone, beautiful
yeah.
body, and you're so proud of it,
mm.
obstacles and life challenges are meant to build emotional muscle. That's
wow.
what I call emotional muscle.
Okay. And you gave two absolutely, very easy to visualize situations, and
yep.
the giving birth, which women
yep.
and men can relate to. If men who were in the
yep.
the room when their wives were the mother was
exactly.
giving birth, and also lifting weights.
After you had your child, did you think about that pain? You were done with that, right?
No,
you
just focused on what you on the child, what you had given birth to, and that's the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Like the
exactly.
cycles of change. It's almost like labor pains, and you have to push with it to and
that's
push
right.
at the right time, because you also have to be still as well. You don't push the whole way through labor and to give birth to this new thing. What happens,
right.
Kathy, though?
But it hurts. It does hurt.
It does.
Change hurts because people see it as a painful, bad experience, and that's why I said beliefs are perceived truth, because if you change your beliefs and you start believing that obstacles and traumas are a good thing, it's going to help me, it's going to strengthen me, it's going to build emotional
mm-hmm.
muscle, and then I'm going to cradle my new life in my arms at the end of this experience. And if we would start believing that and change our beliefs around, we could get through it and move on and be much better on the other side.
Wow, and I go back to the maternity ward the excellent example that you gave, you know that you're going to have a beautiful baby, so you keep pushing. And I think sometimes we don't know when we're going through change, though, Kathy. Sometimes we don't know what's at the end of this. So I wanted to ask you.
That's where faith comes in.
Yes, yes.
That's where faith comes in. You've got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes. What happens, though, Kathy, when we've gone through a lot of changes, maybe there's something major good coming into our life, and it's going to require a huge shift. What happens when we resist this change and emotions begin to build? Maybe we know it's time to end an abusive relationship. We've been in it so long, Kathy. There have been good times and bad times. And to let it go, is we're stepping into the unknown. And we resist the change. What happens when we resist this change? Can this resistance build and thicken like a wall or a mountain that we've been
through? You better believe it. That resistance can thicken, and it can just create a total vortex of negativity around you. And everywhere you go, everything you do, it's just going to be like you're in a prison. It's like you're in an emotional prison. And it's kind of like if you don't – I love using parallels. I know I use a lot of those. But if you decided today, Denise, to not clean your bathroom or not clean your kitchen for the next 2 years, what do you think would happen?
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
And I want everybody here that's listening to think of it in that manner. If you decided to just ignore your kitchen and ignore your bathroom for the next 2 years, It would run you out of the house.
Yes, you said it.
Okay. So if you ignore your emotional situation, and you know it's traumatizing you, you know it's abusive, but you ignore it, and then everything is going to build up and 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 build up, and your body, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, everything's attached. It's all attached. So it's just a matter of time before you are going to have some type of physical breakdown, emotional breakdown, something's going to break down. You're just not going to continue to be healthy with things going on in your life that you know need to be changed, and you're deciding not to change them. Now, and the other thing, I know there are a lot of people that are listening and saying, well, it's difficult. There's a lot of help and resources out there. There are life coaches. There are counselors, therapists. There are lots of different resources. There are even free resources on the Internet. I have a free newsletter. There are lots of things and resources and people that can help and will help you get out of your situation if you don't know where to start. And this is a good time for me to just let the listeners know I am coming up on a book campaign on December the 10th. Mark that date on your calendar, December the 10th.
All right.
I am going to be sponsoring a very large book campaign for every person that purchases a copy of Emotional Bailout.
Okay.
$17.95 investment. For every person that purchases a copy of that, they are going to get a free bonus gift from 25, all of my joint venture partners, 25 people that I'm partnering with, and the resources, the books, the MP3 downloads, the audio programs, so many wonderful life-empowering resources, life transformation, health and wellness, wealth, money management, so many different areas and topics that are related to your life, relationships, everything we've talked about today, and more. And for everybody that purchases Emotional Bailout, they are going to have access to all of those bonus gifts, which is well over $4,000. Yeah, that's a great, great offer for a low investment of $17.95 for that book. And the whole point of it is just to give people a great toolkit of tools and methods and tips and resources to start their year off, start 2010 off in a grand fashion.
Okay. Where can you mentioned that, you know, the help is available, and I'm glad that you said that. And sometimes I think working with somebody else, even if it's a good
right.
friend, but even a professional can be very
yeah.
helpful, because they can see blind spots that we either don't see or are not willing to look at honestly. How can people contact you as far as if they wanted to work with you as a life coach? And can you also give us your website and let people know where they can listen to you on your radio show? If you can give us your website, let people know where they can listen to you on your radio show and where they can get your book, Emotional Bailout.
Absolutely. My website is www.emotionalbailout.com. And that's the name of the book, emotionalbailout.com. And, again, on December the 10th, I'm going to have the link up there probably within the next couple of days, giving you a sneak preview of all the different resources that are going to be at your disposal when you purchase the book on December 10th. So check that out. And my radio show is entitled Living by Design.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also on the Blog Talk Radio circuit. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Kathy-Holloway-Hill. So you can listen to me every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And from September through December the 10th, I have been having all of the guests that are partnering with me in this book campaign on, just so that the listeners can understand what they have to offer and their services and how well it aligns with Emotional Bailout. With everything I'm talking about in my book, all of their resources are aligning very well, so that the listeners and book buyers can have a great, great kit to start them off on the right track in 2010. Mm-hmm. I even have a couple of book partners that are doctors. They're psychologists. They're
okay.
MDs. And they deal with people that have depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress syndrome and those types of illnesses. So I have two doctors in my campaign that are specialists in that area.
Okay. How do people contact you as far as working with you as a life coach?
My email address is Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at chholloweyhill.com or Kathy at emotionalbailout.com, either one.
Okay.
So Kathy is with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, chholloweyhill.com or Kathy at emotionalbailout.com.
And they can work with you even if you're in different states?
Absolutely. Most of my clients are in different states, and we do phone sessions, and I do teleseminar sessions. If you don't want to do the one-on-one coaching, we can do group sessions, or you can join in some of my teleseminars, and it's all about life coaching. There's different topics. Some are focused more on emotions. Some are focused more on goal setting, because a lot of people don't understand how to set goals.
Okay.
There is a formula. If I was to ask you, Denise, you know me, I love stories. If I was to ask you what's 3 + 3, you could tell me, right?
Exactly.
Yep. But if I was to ask you what's 1,287 plus 942, could you tell me real quick?
No.
But if you write it down, you could tell me. You know why you could tell me if you write it down? Because you know the addition formula.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people. Goal setting is a formula. If you understand the goal formula, you can get through it. You can meet whatever goal you have. So most people kind of shy away from moving toward their goals because they don't know where to start. They don't know the formula.
Okay. We have 6 minutes remaining, and I have so many other questions I wanted to ask you. I do want to let our listeners know now, and I will repeat it again. Kathy Holloway, I've so enjoyed you today, and I'm sure our listeners have. This book campaign, is it only if you buy a book on the day, December the 10th, or you can buy it now and you still would get this? Do you have to buy it on that specific day?
Well, yeah, and the reason for that is because the website's not ready yet.
Okay.
My webmaster is still working on it, and that's why we said December 10th, because we know that gives us about 3 weeks, and it'll be ready by then. So if it's ready sooner than that, then we'll be able to go ahead and because I want to make sure everyone who purchases the book has access to those gifts.
Okay.
Because there are links. That, you know, whichever gifts you want, you don't have to take any of them if you don't want them, but whichever gifts you want, we want to make sure the links are working and that you can download whatever MP3s there are or books or e-books or whatever the partners are offering. We want to make sure all that's working.
And that is a great a free bonus gift that comes if you order Emotional Bailout.
That's because I am committed to making people's lives change.
And you can reach Kathy to learn more about her on the internet at her website, which is www.emotionalbailout.com, and that's spelled EmotionalBailout.com, EmotionalBailout.com, and of course we'll keep her show up here at Off the Shelf for the coming week, so people can listen and move over to her website to learn more about Kathy Holloway. We only have 4 minutes left. This interview went so incredibly fast. I probably had about 20 more questions I wanted to ask you, to be honest. I wanted to ask you next, though, how much did you learn, Kathy, yourself from the process of writing Emotional Bailout?
Oh, I learned a great deal, Denise. That's one very therapeutic way of getting some of your, if you're still harboring anger, a bitterness, resentment, loneliness, self-pity, and those types of negative, toxic emotions, one very therapeutic way to get it out is to write it. Write it down. If you're angry with someone that, you know, from your past or whatever, write them a letter. You don't have to mail it. Just write it.
Mm-hmm.
Just write out the words. Because writing is very therapeutic, and a lot of people don't realize how powerful journaling is, because I journal every single day. I always journal. If there's something going on, and just because I'm a motivational speaker doesn't mean that, you know, the devil doesn't mess with me, just like on the road this morning. He tried to keep me away from your show, but I said, no, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
I'm going to be there. Oh,
wow.
I'm going to be there. No, you know, the devil does jump in there, but we are in control of our thoughts. So, you know, I'm always learning every day. Everything I do is a learning experience, and I just accept it as that. You know, that things change, things happen. Whether it's a good, comfortable feeling or whether it's an uncomfortable feeling, a flat tire on the road is very uncomfortable.
Yes.
But that's okay. It's an uncontrollable, and I still praise God anyway.
Yes. Actually, you mentioned the blogging as we come down to the last 3 minutes. I just wanted to read this to our listeners because this was a blessing for me. And I do encourage you all to go to Kathy Holloway's website, which is, again, www.emotionalbailout.com. She has a terrific event coming up for people who purchase her books on December the 10th that I'm sure you would be blessed to be a part of. And one of her blogs she writes, and this is on love, and it ends, Demonstrating self-love begins with self-acceptance. These are Kathy Holloway's words from her blog. Do not underestimate the importance of self-acceptance. It can end the emotional pain that you feel or lead to the spiritual experience you want. Starting with the mundane, you will reach the highest of inner realization. And welcoming all of your feelings, you become whole. Life becomes holistic. You experience oneness. You no longer compulsively search for oneness in the external world, which she referenced earlier in the interview, whether with another person or with an achievement. You accept and love yourself. I that was so powerful to me. I wanted to close with that note, just to put that in people's minds and encourage them to go over to your website and get a copy of your book, Emotional Bailout, for $17. It may be a book that might just change your life or help move you forward as you move through another life change cycle. Kathy, we just have a minute left. I cannot thank you enough. You had the challenge with your car, your tire this morning. You didn't let that stop you. And I know this is for someone, as I often say on Off the Shelf, you've got to continue to move forward when unexpected things happen and move forward with grace. You did that. And we did that here at this show, and our listeners did that. And I thank everybody, our listeners, and you yourself, Kathy, so much grace displayed here this morning. And so I thank you very much. And I thank you for your time, for being here. Kathy Holloway, you're so very welcome, the author of Emotional Bailout. Please go over to her website, www.emotionalbailout.com, and pick up a book that just might change your life. In a very, very positive way. And thank you again, Kathy, for being here. Please check her out. She might be a person who's a key to a life change for you in your life. To our listeners, I thank you so much for listening to Off the Shelf. Please tell your family, friends, colleagues, and book lovers everywhere to tune into us here at Blog Talk Radio. We will continue to bring you feature interviews with guests like Kathy Holloway. She has truly proven herself this morning. Had a blowout, how many people would have called in and canceled the show or not even called in at all. and you heard her. It was at, she spoke and delivered as if nothing had happened to her this morning. So just a true real life testament she gave through her life this morning. And please visit me online at www.chistell.com and pick up a copy of my new book, Long Walk Up, which you can get at your local bookseller by requesting a book, or Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Borders, or at Chistell.com itself. And I got to say again to Kathy, just moved beyond a challenge with so much grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please go over and check out her website, EmotionalBailout.com. If you had to, they only had enough money for one book, I would encourage you to get hers in advance of mine, just to support her. She's been so gracious here through a challenging first start to the morning that you couldn't even tell she had a flat tire this morning. And thank you for tuning in to Off the Shelf, to our wonderful listeners. I don't say this half-heartedly. I truly love and value and appreciate all of you. You're just absolutely wonderful. Keep writing and reading great books, and know that you are truly blessed. Goodbye for now. Kathy, I'll shoot you an email.
Thank you. Bye-bye.